You've come a long way. Now you're full. You're rich. You've reigned as kings. I think it's whenever people in church start getting really, like, uppity. I'm not speaking about my church in particular. I just mean, like, you know, when I see people get exalted in their faith. You know, because there's a lot of wonderful promises in Christ. Like, we're the sons of God. One with God. Like I've said, you know, I want to be grown up into Christ. A Christian means I'm Christ. I'm not a different Christ than Christ. No, I'm the embodiment of Jesus Christ. Now, that to me is so bold. It's like, ooh, as I say it, it's like I want to make sure you fully understand the way in which I mean that. Because he says, many shall come in my name saying I am Christ. Okay? And that means they're affirming that Jesus is Christ. But it also, you know, there are also false Christs and false prophets. False Christians. And false teachers. False pastors and false preachers. There's all kinds of false. All right? But even among the church, there, you know, you get built up in things, you know? And the apostle's saying, you know, you've come a long way without us, and you've reigned as kings, you know? You know, it's almost like, look, I know that in Christ I'm set down with him in the heavenly places. I'm set down with him in his throne. We reign as kings, you know, by the gospel. Still a promise, you know. Still something that has to be fulfilled, you know. Sometimes people get overexalted in their mind about the promises of God, like, I want to be a prophet, right? I'm a prophet. Ooh, you know, I've got the seal of God on me. I've got his mark on my forehead. And there's a desire in it, and you can get exalted in it. Forgetting. You know, he's saying, I wish you did reign. I wish you'd sat down. I mean, like it was actually come to pass. Like right now, we were setting up the kingdom of God. So we could reign with you. You know? I think it's half sincere, half provoking. You know? I wish you did reign. So that we could reign with you. You know? You're leading the way now, you know, because Paul, he's still suffering and being stripes, have no, you know, they hunger and thirst, naked, no certain place to live. He doesn't know where he's going to sleep the next day. Apostleship is a very, you know, you want the office of an apostle? I think of that. I think, whoa, apostle, you know, I'd even be so bold to ask it, though I think, point me down the road a little bit. I got little children I got to take care of. I almost think as an apostle, you can't have a family. You can't. I mean, you could have had a family, but it's just not practical. Because apostles do not just hang out at home. They go forth. Literally, we've studied what that meant. Send out. He works with his own hands, supporting himself. You know, just to be able to eat, and so he won't be chargeable to people. You know, he didn't want to have come in and just be living at everyone else's behest, though a servant is worthy of their hire. People did, you know, when he was in prison and stuff, people sent and took care of him. That's right, you know. And we take care of one of another. Servant is worthy of his hire, but the apostles, he, especially Paul, he was very forward to do as many things as he could to support himself. You know, but ultimately he had to receive his support from the brethren as well. He talks about those things. He doesn't write about, I didn't write you asking for things, but you sent something and I'm very thankful for it, etc. I think of all those begging letters that ministers send out to people. It's a travesty. I hope, having said that, I don't end up doing it. To be shown that it's, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to ask, I suppose, when things are needful. I was just thinking of those letters where they got the guy, you know, I remember certain ministers, you know, they'd send, it'd be like their picture on a piece of paper. You know, like they'd get a special full color printing so it looks like they underline things and they look like they circled it in red. You know, it looks every bit as much like one of those, you know, scam artist offers or something. That's what they are, scam artists. You know, being reviled, we bless. Yeah, as people are speaking evil of them, they're bringing them the gospel. What better blessing could you bring? Again, like he said, if anyone preach another gospel, let him be accursed. I mean, they say, oh, you know, they speak evil against them. They still try to bless them. They suffer the persecution, being defamed, spoken evil of. That's probably blasphemy. Yeah, blasphemio. Same word as blasphemy. That's what blasphemy means, defamation. We entreat. Parakaleo. Let's use word translated entreat. To exhort. To call. It literally means to call to the side. Like the way you, like, I think of, in fact, I probably should have done this sooner, but the word entreat, parakaleo, I should have mentioned it as we go through, but a lot of times it's translated entreat, exhort. The Holy Ghost being described as the comforter is the paraclete, paraclesis. Comfort, I believe it sometimes, at least. But it means to call to one side. I think of the way when I want to talk to my son about something in an earnest way, but in a gentle way, I call him to my side to speak to him. You know, and to have that sort of a talk. Entreaty. It's not necessarily, like, when you think of someone preaching, like standing and preaching at someone, talking to them face to face. It's more of talking to someone with them at your side. You know, there's a different characteristic when you stand face toe to toe with someone and you're talking to them. It has a different flavor. But when you stand to the side of someone and speak to them,